As you can tell from the title, this episode is an open letter to a particular group of people. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm obviously back with it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Susan Akuve podcast. It is me, Susan Akuve, your amazing host. As you can tell from the title, this episode is an open letter to a particular group of people. Like I keep saying, I am not a complacent person. I'm not somebody to see the wrong in the world and keep quiet about it. This is what this podcast is low-key about. I am going to keep shaking tables and be unapologetic about it. Whatever I say to you guys, I'm coming from a place of love. So of course, there is nobody in this world that doesn't know a Gen Z. It's not possible. Let me start by giving you guys a little history. So technically, we have seven generations alive. So first of all, we have the supposed greatest generation from 1901 to 1927. Then we have the silent generation. These generation of people were born in the late 1920s to 1945. Then we have the baby boomers born between 1946 to 1964. I feel like most of our parents fall in this category. Then we have Generation X, born in between 1965 to 1980s. Most of our parents, our aunts, our uncles also fall in this category. Then we have Millennials, born in between 1981 to 1995. Then we have Generation Z, also known as Gen Zs. People in this category were born between 1996 to 2010. Then we have the Alpha generation. These people were born from 2011 to 2025. I think 2026 is going to bring forth a new generation, I guess. I fall under the millennials. And millennials are kind of classified into two groups. We have the old millennials, we have the young millennials. No shade really, but I'd rather be a millennial than a Gen Z, to be honest. I love millennials. I mean, come on. I personally feel like millennials are the wisest generation alive. And I'll tell you why. Hold on. Don't come for me. I'll tell you why. Millennials are very hated people, first of all. Millennials are very proud of their intentions. Millennials are very opinionated. Millennials are very vocal about their opinions and also very loud about their opinions. Millennials are trendsetters, pace setters. Millennials have been able to change the world. They've been able to evolve this world to a whole new level that is making the world really, 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 really progressive. I feel like if you actually want to be successful today, you should have a millennial as a friend, because they're really wise people. They call it out for what it is. They're very credible people. They're hardworking people. Yes. They're not perfect. They have one or two lapses here and there. But yeah, we as millennials, we've been able to pierce the hearts of our diehard parents that are just like set in their ways and wouldn't change for anything. I feel like millennials have been able to take that risk and just break in and just, you know, do all the work. Like, millennials don't really care about being hated. If that's the consequence that comes with getting something done, they will actually not mind getting hated. They're fighting every freaking day to make this world a better place. They are very intentional about everything and they're basically just go-getters. Now, that's why I like millennials. Moving on to the Gen Z people. I think the oldest Gen Z is 25 years old. I could be wrong. I saw a post on Twitter the other day. It said this generation are like the most lost generation. All they care about is vibes, sex, and giveaway. And it really broke my heart, because when a tweet like that comes up, what people do is just laugh about it. It's like nobody is talking about it. Of course, I know a lot of Gen Zs. I know a lot of people that are Gen Zs. I have cousins, I have friends, I have neighbors. I basically know a lot of Gen Zs. Yeah, and I know everybody knows somebody that is a Gen Z. So when I thought about the tweet and I really sat back to, you know, checking with everything I see around me, and I realized there was no lie in it. I love Gen Z's, and this is why. So I love comfortable clothing. I love to just walk around with baggy clothes. And it was weird. It was odd. I feel like Gen Z's have been able to normalize that and make it a trend. So I love that I can walk around looking like a hippie and I wouldn't get any weird looks from people. So I really appreciate Gen Z's for that. But that's about it with them. Now, let's start with the vibe thing. So Gen Z's are really fun-loving people. They want to always party. They want to always get lit. They want to always turn up. They have like the weirdest, coolest slangs. If a Gen Z went to school and had the opportunity to party 3 months in the one semester, they would do that. It's like they don't really give a shit. It's not just them, but particularly them, they love to joke about everything. They love to laugh about everything. To them, it's a lifestyle. It's a thing 24/7. They don't really know when to draw the line, when to be funny and when to not be funny. Now, when it comes to the sex thing, this one, yeah, my mind is completely blown. Like, this one is actually really scary because the things I was scared to think about doing when I was 19 or 20, a Gen Z does it at 14, 15 comfortably without thinking about the consequences. It's like, fuck shit. It is really wild out there. They are so open about their sexuality, and I like that they're vocal about a lot of things. But then it's like, they have no shame. They really don't know when to draw the line. I really don't understand how it got so bad. They really don't care about being appropriate. They really don't care about what they do. They really don't care about what comes out of their mouths. These people are not going to be with their parents 24/7. They have school. They have activities away from their parents. And I get that the parents play a bigger role, but then social media is fucking it up. I feel like that's one thing millennials did really wrong. We've normalized a lot of things, and now Gen Z's are getting it wrong. It's like they are taking it to the extreme. They are not extremists in a lot of trends that are out there. It's like with them, there is no boundary, there is no limit. I feel like Gen Z's take the good things and make them bad. They just randomly pick out the evil or the bad in something and just go with that. They don't really check in with the good. They don't really care about it. It's like, oh, it's good, it's hard, I can't do that, I'm not about that life. Whatever just feels like vibes to them or cruise to them, that's what they go with. Whatever just makes their lives easy, that's what they go with. Whatever trend just looks easier, that's what they go with. They're quick to go with the bad first of all than any other thing. I feel like millennials have been able to find a balance. I can't wait to see a Gen Z grow. I would kill to see that happen. Then the last thing is the whole money thing. I think this is the biggest motivation for Gen Z's, and it is obviously the wrongest motivation anyone could ever have. Of course, money is good. Nobody's going to minimize that. Money buys you some kind of happiness. I get that. But you shouldn't make your life to be about money, about getting money already, about spending money. It's like you have your whole life ahead of you. When it comes to Gen Z's, what they care about is actually giveaways. Like, are you dashing me money? When I dashing me money, they just want to have the money already. They don't even care what it took for you to get there. You can't even owe a Gen Z money. Like my younger brother, he will keep hounding you. He will keep reminding you. He will tell the entire neighborhood. They don't play with their money. My younger brother can have 200 bucks in his pocket, and then you send him on an errand, and then he'll be asking you for 50 bucks TP. That's how wise they are. When I talk, my younger brother says they're teaching us entrepreneurship in school, and I'm like, so what have you done with your money? But yeah, I like that they have that in check. But at the same time, Gen Z's want to get money really quick. They are not the most patient people. They don't care about hard work. I remember when I was in the university in my 100 level, this was my first lecture, yeah, The lecturer was a professor. I can't even remember what he looks like, honestly. I can't even remember his name. Oh my goodness. But I remember what he said. Like, I would never forget. He guided me throughout my stay in school. So he said, there is no material thing, no clothes, no shoes. Literally, no material thing that you want now that you're not going to get after 4 years. And even better. So why not just focus on your education these 4 years and just, you know, do it right and forget about it and do it one time. And I was like, yo, it's just 4 years now. It hit home because honestly, I had a lot of plans. When I was getting admission, I thought I was going to be this party chick because, you know, I've always been the black sheep of my family. So for me, it was like freedom at last. But then when I got the freedom, I was like, wait, is this the freedom? No, I want my mommy. I want somebody to yell at me. It was so freaking weird. And I realized, oh yeah, I'm introverted for real, for real. There are a lot of things that a lot of people did that I never participated. I really didn't hang out much when I was in school. Like, my classmates that were my friends, they'll sit down and gossip. And I literally don't know who they're talking about. And this person they're talking about is in my class. Like, and then I'll say, oh yeah, just they gist me, they go. Don't worry about the person. I would never really know. I feel like I had this thing where I didn't really care about things that I wasn't supposed to be caring about. So what this lecturer said to me, it guided me throughout my 4 years. And obviously, I still remember because low-key is kind of still guiding me. And this is something I'll keep telling people. When I was in school, I did it right. Obviously, I graduated with a good result. Not everybody followed the same path. Now, I know a lot of people that were in my class that they had the best phones, they had the biggest phones, they had the latest human hairs. I didn't really care for it. Like, I still don't care for human hairs, shockingly. I mean, if I have it, cool, but like, it's not something I would kill to get. There are a lot of girls that when they were living in school, they were really comfortable. Like, if you go into some people's student apartments, it is more furnished than your father's house. And you are asking yourself, wait, so how? These people, obviously, they did dubious things to get this money. They did things that were not really appropriate to get this money. And I'm like, first of all, I don't like stress. Anything that will just stress me, that will make me do extra, I don't like it. And I'm a very squirmish person. So when I think about all the things they have to do, it literally makes me cringe. We know these things happen, yeah? They literally happen every day. Some people were lucky to graduate with good results even after indulging in all of these lifestyles. Most of them paid their way through school. Most of them slept with lecturers, I heard. And that's a stressful life for me, to be honest. I don't like anything that is not straight. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're going to cut corners to get what you want in life, it is going to be stressful for you. And honestly, some of these things that people do, they pay for them later in life. It comes back to haunt them. What breaks my heart is when I hear of, or I see things online of, you know, really young Gen Z, 17-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds doing ritual to get quick money. I see 18-year-olds that are already on the streets to sleep with whoever just to get money. The other day, my cousin sister was saying, you know, we have to start praying for our cousins. She was like, no, this is serious. We need to create a WhatsApp group. When you think about it, is that serious? I think it's the audacity for me. The kind of mind these people have to do these things, it just baffles me. There is like no atom of fear in them whatsoever. That literally just saying every day, fuck you, damn the consequences. I hear that some of these people, they do rituals for 5-6 years, and after 5-6 years, they can't really live to enjoy this money. So basically, they have to spend their money for a certain number of years or a certain number of time. And I'm asking myself, so I'm enjoying all of these millions, I'm enjoying all of this money, but then at the end of the day, I cannot really live long to fulfill my purpose in life. Why would I want to do that? And some of the things they have to do to get this money, some of the sacrifices they have to make, is just alarming. And we need to address this. We need to keep talking about this. Like I keep saying, where is the shame? These people are really misguided. And I feel like as their predecessors, we owe it to them to tell them that not all that glitters is gold. I know they have cliche sayings like the patient dog ate the fattest bone, and then they'll say, oh, what happens to the meat? Or Rome wasn't built in a day. And they would say these sayings are really cliche, but there is an atom of truth in all of this. I feel like when you work hard for whatever you have in life, you appreciate it more. There's just this joy that you have. You know you're credible, you have more respect because you put in the work, you put in the hours, you put in the time. There's just this dignity that comes with working right. And one funny thing with this is that because they are not wise, they spend this money on frivolous things. They spend this money on things that don't matter. They don't really put this money to good use. The number of people that put this money to good use amongst them is like at a very clear disadvantage, to be honest. So Gen Z's, please listen up. Live na jeje. You enjoy it today, but what about tomorrow? You know, you can't keep living your life like this. And I'm not saying millennials are perfect. I'm not saying they do it right 100% of the time. I know they do these things as well. I'm just saying that the ratio of Gen Z's that indulge in these things are like alarming. And these people are supposed to be the future leaders of tomorrow. These people are the people that we're supposed to have faith that they're going to be the uncles and aunts to our kids. And somehow it's like, I don't know. It's like we don't even have faith that if we're extinct and it's just the Gen Z people that remain, in the world is going to be left in safe hands. We don't have faith in you guys, because you guys, your principles are to be questioned. Everything you stand for is to be questioned. We don't trust you. We don't like what we see. Should we now like shift our hope to the Gen A's, the generation after you guys? So we've been able to be role models to you guys, and I feel like there are some parts you guys just get it wrong. You pick the bad things only. You forget about the good things. Like my cousins would tell me, oh, do you know that you're the one that all these other little cousins want to be like? And I'm like, well, are they ready to put in the work? Because everything a millennial is about, they can literally back it up. And I am one example. Like when I was in school, I put in the work. I graduated with a result that I was like, yeah, I did that. After I graduated, I still went to work in a QSR, a place that literally everybody I know would tell me, I can't work here. People would walk into the store and tell me stuff like, what are you doing here? Oh my God. I was looked down upon because I worked there, but that didn't faze me. I knew I had a goal. I knew what I wanted. I knew what I was out for. I just felt like, you know, in life you need to really humble yourself and just do certain things. Even when I was in school, you know, you're a student now, you live in a neighborhood filled with students, right? So normally when you're out of, say for instance, you're out of sugar for your gari, you come and ask your neighbor. But this is what I did most of the time. When I'm out of these things, I just move on to the next, and that was how I survived. And if I was out of literally everything I had, somehow I just tried to survive. I literally always kind of made do. I would always remember my mom's voice in my head saying, oh, remember where you're coming from, remember where you're coming from, remember where you're coming from. So even when I had these ambitions, these unrealistic dreams and ambitions, I always think, okay, wow, okay, I can't really do this the wrong way, you know. So I'm just saying, there is no hurry in life. The 4 years when I was in school, maybe it was more than 4 years because of ASU strike and everything, but the time that I was in school just seems like a blur to me. A lot of people are going through it. A lot of people are having bad days literally every other day. A lot of people are suicidal, to be honest. A lot of people want to give up on life, but somehow they just keep pushing because they just know that it's going to be better. And now when they make it in life, they're going to appreciate it more because they went through these hard times. But you know, when you rush it and then you just jump a stage or you jump a certain number of stages, you're not really going to appreciate life. Your morals in life are going to be fucked up, like for real, for real. I just wish there was a way we could penetrate the hearts of these people and just shake them and look them straight in their eyes and tell them, yo, this is a serious matter. So I'm coming to you guys with all the love in my heart, and I'm on my knees, even though I'm really not. But electronically, I am on my knees and I am begging. Gen Z's, y'all can do so much better. I feel like as millennials, we've already put in the work. All you guys have to do is build from what we've already done, and you guys will be greater than we've ever been. but somehow you guys are just lazy and you just want it like yesterday, and that's not how life works. You can't go against the law of nature, to be honest. It will always catch up with you. So please be patient. All of you, change your focus. It shouldn't be about money all the time. It shouldn't be about sex all the time. It shouldn't be about catching crews all the time. Come on, you can be so much deeper. You can have so much depth. I don't feel the world is ready to give up on you guys. And I don't want you guys to give up on yourselves. Look here, I feel like because you guys feel you can't be all that, that's why you do all of these things and try to be all that like yesterday, when you have the rest of your life to, you know, just figure it out. I get everybody's supposed to make mistakes, and sometimes making mistakes helps you find you. But even some mistakes are learning. Why in the world are you trying to make a mistake that can be avoided, especially since you know the consequences? A lot of our parents lied to us growing up, to gaslight us. We weren't really told the truth, and it's affected our lives like greatly. But because of how much the world has changed, you guys know the truth. So I feel like you should know the repercussions more. So please, Gen Z's, do better, because you guys can, to be honest. You really, 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 really can. We love you. So with that, we've come to the end of this episode. I hope I spoke the minds of a lot of people out there. I feel like there are a lot of things I didn't say, but you get the point, you get where I'm coming from. I really just hope you get the message and act accordingly. All right, it's been lovely talking to you guys. I love the fact that I'm getting to post more on here. I told you guys, I've not forgotten my podcast. Like, how can I? This is my first baby. Anyways, this has been nice as per usual. And yeah, guys, thank you so much for sticking with me. All of you that listen, that keep listening, keep sending me feedbacks. I see all of it. I love you guys. I am really, really appreciative of all of your efforts. I know it's not even easy just like listening, you know, but yeah, listening to a podcast is actually easier than watching a video, because it's a passive process. You can actually listen to a podcast simultaneously doing something else. So yeah, please don't forget to share this podcast. I really, 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 really need all of the push, because it's really rough out here. This is my hustle. last. But yeah, I love that I, you know, get to share my opinions with you guys unapologetically. And somehow, you guys just keep indulging this platform. So yeah, I'm grateful. I love you guys. I know I've said that like plenty, but yeah, I really, really do love you guys. So thank you so much. Let's talk about Podroom a little bit. So if you haven't downloaded the app yet, it's on Play Store, it's on App Store. The app helps you to interact with me, your host, as well as all the listeners concerning your favorite episodes, you know. It's a very interesting app, to be honest. It also helps you donate to the show to help the show grow. So you might want to get in on that. All right, if you want to send in a review, a feedback, whatever it is, I have multiple channels. You can send an email to thisisakovepodcast@gmail.com. on Twitter is @DSUAkovePodcast. On Instagram is @DSUAkovePodcast. If you want to talk to me directly, is okay, you can do that on Instagram @Susan.Akove. So yes, guys, see you in my next episode. Have the best weekend. Love you guys. Bye bye. And I am still waving again.